So put your hand on your heart, and we're going to take three deep breaths. So I'm going to have you take a deep breath all the way in and hold it, and then let out a sigh. And actually, with a sound, you're going to release all tension, releasing all tension and stress. Again, inhale, hold it, and release all the tension and stress. One more time. Let it out. Okay, and keep your eyes closed. And that got you centered, connected to your body, and got all your systems aligned for now. So now we're going to move into the frequency attunement. And again, these are going to overlap because in Him we live and move and have our being. We can move into the different places in heaven in God's kingdom. So we're going to move into the realm of victory and triumph. And I've been to this place. It's this place in heaven, this space in heaven where specific frequencies, realities, and expressions of God's kingdom exist and can be accessed through faith and through our spiritual positioning because we're in Christ. We're citizens of heaven, and so we have are positionally placed there. So with your eyes closed, we are going to visualize, and I'm just going to guide you into the encounter, but there is this space in heaven, this realm in heaven called victory and triumph. And in this space, all of heaven, all the angels, the seven spirits before the throne, the cherubim and the seraphim, and all of the heavenly beings, they're all in this realm and they're celebrating every victory that we've ever had in our lives. They are literally celebrating and cheering and so excited about the victories. Not only that, but everything, every single thing in our life, whether we experience it on the earth or when we're in heaven, everything ultimately ends in victory. And so heaven is always celebrating the victory. There's only triumph. And so even the things in your life that maybe you felt like you didn't have victory over or you didn't triumph over, in heaven, they were celebrating it because ultimately it is a triumph. So the picture this room, it's a big room, like a banquet room, and everybody, all of heaven is cheering for you and celebrating you and celebrating the victory that your life is. Your life is a victory. The fact that you're alive right now on planet Earth and you are where you are is a victory. And all of heaven is celebrating you and cheering for you. And Jesus is just laughing. He's just so lighthearted and just laughing with you because he's so filled with joy of your life and the victory that your life represents and that it will continue to represent eternally. And he's just laughing because he's so full of joy. And just imagine that Jesus is coming over to greet you in this space and to congratulate you. He's congratulating you on overcoming and triumphing over your adversities. And he's so excited. This is where you want to engage your soul and your emotions. Feel that joy. Like, what does it feel like? The joy that Jesus has in his celebration of you, of your life, of your victorious life, and feel the celebration, all of heaven, like a wedding banquet, just so celebratory and cheering and toasting and light-hearted. Feel the energy and the frequency of this space, because that space, the reason it feels the way that it does is because it's filled with the frequency of victory and triumph and celebration. And feel that so your body gets familiar with it. And when you can see it in your mind's eye, when you can feel it, and when you can take it in, your body can start to believe it at the subconscious, and it can start to be familiar and know how to get back to that place. And take in the certainty and the assurance of this reality. It's certain, it's a guarantee that your life will be victorious as long as you don't give up. It's a guarantee. So feel that, the assurance and the certainty of the victory and the triumph and the celebration that's going on every moment of the day. Heaven is celebrating every small victory, every big victory, and the future victories that haven't even happened yet, but they know that they're going to end in victory. They're celebrating it all at the same time. And so take some breaths again. Just breathe in the frequency of this space. Like, just take it in. As you inhale it, just think of it as like filling your body. And then as you exhale, push it in to every space of your body. And breathe in it again. Breathe in the energy of that space and the atmosphere. Breathe in the atmosphere. And then when you exhale, push it into your body, into your torso, into your hands and feet and everywhere. And one more time, breathe in the atmosphere. And then exhale it throughout your body. Good. Okay, so now we're going to move into the next part, to tune yourself to your highest potential self, because you have this highest identity potential self that you can function in, but it's necessary to tune to that. So this is what you're going to do. So keep your eyes closed. We're going to stay in that same kind of way of visualizing. And now we're going to move into the throne room, whatever that looks like to you, whatever you imagine that to be, whatever God wants to show you about that.